Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, if you're flying out of LaGuardia today for the holiday weekend, you may want to prepare for unexpected delays again. One of the airport's two runways will stay closed today after a sinkhole forced it to shut down on Wednesday. Port Authority officials say crews have been working around the clock using ground-penetrating radar to look for any other problem areas and make repairs. They hope to finish inspections by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning and reopen the runway shortly after that. Now, until then, travelers can expect continuing delays, and make sure to check with your airline before heading to the airport. Of course, stick with 1010 Winds as well. We'll have traffic and transit every 10 minutes for you and have delay information there for you as well. Well, stranger danger in Queens. Police hoping to get tips to find a woman who tried to lure a little boy into a van before pedaling away on a bicycle. It happened on an Astoria street earlier this week.
Caught on camera, a woman on her bike trying to get away. Police say this is the suspect wanted for trying to lure a boy only 10 years old into a van. Moms like Shoshana, who lives in Astoria, are warning their kids.
I just tell them, beware of white vans. They're 7 and 8. They don't walk by themselves at all. I'm always with them.
Cheryl and Gordon have lived here for years, and they've saved a photo of this suspect in their phone.
And we will be on the lookout, definitely.
You know, there's a lot of units around here with windows.
Police say anyone with any information, give Crime Stoppers a call. That number is 1-800-577-TIPS. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
And you can check out surveillance photos of the suspect released by the NYPD at 1010winds.com or on our social media pages. Well, police are on the lookout in the Bronx for a man wanted in a big jewelry heist. The robbery happening right around 4 p.m. back on May 1st at an apartment near Noble Avenue and East 174th Street. Cops say the suspect forced his way through the front door, then grabbed jewelry worth over $13,000 before taking off on foot toward the Cross Bronx Expressway. Luckily, nobody inside was hurt. Police have released photos of the thief. You can see those now on the Crime Stoppers X page. So you really never know what's going on inside someone else's house. Now, though, neighbors in a Long Island community have a good idea.
This mother of two says she saw all the signs that two women were running a brothel in this Dix Hills home.
Different guys coming in and out and there, but late at night. They had New Jersey plates, some of them in Connecticut.
Authorities say the women were charged with prostitution.
And that sign over there, I always got my attention, and that it says preschool, you see? There's never kids in there.
Do you think that was kind of like a ruse that saying, oh, it's a preschool, but it was really a brothel to kind of confuse people?
Maybe, I don't know.
Detectives say they received many complaints about the home. Sophie Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And Suffolk Police says that anyone with information about the now shut down brothel can contact their Human Trafficking Investigations Unit. Well, public schools in Rockland County are dismissing students early today, not because of the coming three-day weekend, but because the president is coming to town. President Trump is due to give a speech at Rockland Community College this afternoon, the first trip to the area by a sitting president since Gerald Ford in 1976. The president's speech, expected to address the economy, and his visit is seen as a show of support for area Congressman Mike Lawler, whose district is seen as being one of the most competitive House races this year. Lawler claims President Trump can claim plenty of economic success in his second term, like record highs for the stock market. But protesters who don't agree plan to rally outside the president's event. They complain about things like gas prices and affordable housing as well. Well, Amazon may be a $2 trillion company, but Mayor Mamdani says it still owes New York some big bucks. In a post on X this morning from the mayor, he says Amazon has racked up $9 million in unpaid fines tied to the company's delivery network. According to the mayor's office, that's more outstanding fines under the city's idling laws than anybody else. The announcement comes just days after Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos criticized the mayor's tax policies and approach to government spending. The mayor says the city will keep pursuing money it believes it's owed and that no company, no matter how big they are, is above the law. Well, more questions than answers for the community in Kew Gardens, Queens, where a former baker and grandfather was murdered.
Police are offering a $3,500 reward for any info about the killing of 75-year-old Albert Itzkowitz near the lake in Casina Park Monday. It's a mystery because no weapon was found. There are no surveillance cameras nearby, and police have not talked to any witnesses. It's also a mystery to people who knew him. He was a volunteer for Hatzola and used to own Mendy's Bakery on Main Street. Police haven't said if he was targeted or if this was random. Itzkowitz was shot repeatedly in the neck and torso. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, if it feels like you've been hitting fewer potholes around the city lately, well, the state wants you to know they are the ones you should thank. Governor Hochul announcing the crews with the State Department of Transportation filled more than 250,000 potholes across the state last month. That's about 75,000 more than their original goal. The massive push followed one of the coldest winters in recent years, which left roads pockmarked all across the state. More than 200 DOT crews were deployed, workers laying more than 120,000 tons of asphalt while repairing and repaving roadways. The state says it's now moving forward with what it calls the most ambitious paving program in New York history, covering nearly 2,200 miles of roads.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.